We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. I am with Dominic Cortez, president of Cortez Construction Services Corporation and WBEN host. Now, Dominic, lumber prices seem to be on the decline despite the scarcity. Can people start thinking about home projects without breaking the bank again?
We've seen a neutralization of lumber costs kind of slowly occurring over the last several months, to the point now where we're almost back to pre-pandemic levels. Of course, we find it difficult to trust in the pricing right now, so being able to guarantee lumber costs is something that we've learned not to do because of what COVID did to the spike of lumber. We are seeing volatility, though, in other places still, including other building materials, roofing and siding, windows, doors, sawdust, vinyl blended trim materials, brands like Azex and Versatex. Tremendous increases in those price levels still. So yes, we are confident in a return to normalcy with pricing in lumber, but how long it's here to stay is certainly a question.
How will this impact home building going forward?
Well, during the height of COVID, we were having a terrible time with being able to predict where lumber was going to settle. So we had to tell our customers that, you know, we weren't able to fix any of their lumber costs, and then we would do an accounting and an auditing post project. And at our level with home renovations, you know, it did affect a lot of job budgets. In bigger settings where home builders are buying perhaps larger volumes, we've seen where they've been able to stockpile and buy larger inventories to help control the rise and fall and kind of neutralize their costs a little bit more effectively. So I would say it's a positive move, and it's going to help for forecasting more than anything, and also protecting customers from any future surges in costs.
Some homes are on pause to wait for materials to become cheaper before finishing. Will these new builds start up again?
Well, I would think, you know, we're suffering through a lot of things in our industry that relate to cost, but the biggest thing that we're suffering through is a labor shortage, and that continues to be a problem. In spite of any neutralization of lumber material costs, we're still shorthanded, and I think what you may be more seeing in new home construction as it is with us in home renovation is the inability to perform based on the lack of staff and not the materials.
Are lumber mills back to normal speed for production, or is there still a scarcity of goods, or is there a lack of labor shortage in the lumber mill as well?
Yeah, I think that productivity at production facilities is still short of normal peaks, because not of the availability of lumber, but of the availability of staffing, and then also the shipping issues which continue to plague moving materials around the country.
Anything else to add to the conversation, Dominic?
Just that at this time, it takes great patience from a consumer to be able to weather through you know, what builders are dealing with. From the builder side, it's challenging for us because nobody wants to promise something they can't deliver on. And it seems that that is happening at around every corner, where either we're faced with the unavailability of some materials, and then, you know, the volatility of cost for others and the continuing problem of labor. So it's a tough time to be in the building business.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.